Welcome back, aviators. I'm Holly Bellino, your host of The Aviator's Guide, and I want to thank you very much for being patient with me this last week. I was rather busy learning two different aircraft called the TBM-930 and the Epic 1000. They're both turboprop aircraft, and they're both super fun to fly. It's kind of interesting to think about how things have turned out for me. When I was in flight school, all I wanted to do was go to the airlines. I was a flight attendant for the airlines, so I understood how it worked and I really enjoyed it. But I think the reason why I wanted to go to the airline so badly was because I didn't know what else there was. I had no idea other opportunities for pilots besides going to the airlines, believe it or not. And I feel like that's the case for a lot of newer pilots. When you're in flight school, depending on where you go to flight school, you are mostly conditioned to think to go to the airlines. So it's just fun to see how things actually have been turning out for me. And I do plan on making an episode going over all of those non-airline career options for you guys. So if you haven't already, go ahead and click that follow button on the podcast and subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you can support me and my show and be notified of all my future episodes. Speaking of non-airline jobs, I hope you all enjoyed the Designated Pilot Examiner episodes with Top Gun pilot Adam Levine. If you missed them, go check those out. They're broken up into two parts and contain some great insight into the mind of a DPE. Today, I'm going to be covering a continuation of my mini-series, Ways to Build Flight Hours. I've already covered a few of my previous episodes, including CFI, which is what I personally did and I really recommend for you guys to do if you're interested, as it really helps you hone your skills and prepare for your future pilot career. And I've actually come to find that building your hours as a CFI is actually a respected way to build hours. I've been getting a feeling that being a CFI holds a little bit more clout than other ways that you build hours. But then again, hours are hours. I also covered pipeline pilot, which is really great for cross-country flying. And I covered being a skydiving pilot, which would be a fantastic way to supplement your job if you're a CFI or if you're a pipeline or any other job that I'm talking about. If one of those three jobs hasn't quite tickled your fancy or lit a fire in your soul, let's talk about some other options for you guys. Starting with volunteering. There are a few ways that you can do this. One way is you can volunteer for an angel flight. If you haven't heard about angel flights, what they are is really just pilots donating their time and their aircraft to assist individuals from getting from one city to another for important healthcare treatment. You do have to have your PPL, your instrument rating, 250 hours of total flight time, and you have to have insurance. So it's possible that you could start right after flight school if you do have all those requirements. There's another medical volunteer website called Medical Mercy Angels, and that's essentially the same thing as the angel flights. So if you would like to build some flight hours while doing something worthy and have something awesome to add to your resume, I included the links to these down in the show notes. If you are interested in being a volunteer pilot for a good cause, there are other organizations that could use your help as well. On the website volunteerpilots.net, there are a plethora of different jobs you can do as a pilot to donate your time to these organizations, whether that's patient transport or animal rescue. But don't stop at those three websites I have in the show notes. If you really are interested in finding a volunteer job, just Google volunteer pilot jobs. You will find a myriad of ways you can build your hours for a good cause. Another kind of volunteering you can do is going to FBOs and volunteering yourself as tribute. I am all for pilots getting paid for their time and their skills, and paid well. But sometimes to get your foot in the door, you may have to sit right seat in an aircraft just for the experience and to show what you know. When another pilot invites you along for a flight, think of it kind of like an interview. I began contract flying because I met a pilot in an FBO and he invited me along to fly with him. Do you think I got paid for that first flight? But it did lead me to getting my SIC rating added on to my commercial license. And from there, I was able to do contract flights and get paid for those pretty well. So just get out there, meet people, and make a good impression. So that leads me into another way that you can build your flight hours besides volunteering is contract flying. This one is a really fun and lucrative way to build some good quality hours, such as multi-engine time and or turbine time. Not to mention, you'll be able to start banking up hotel and airline points as you go. One disadvantage to contract flying is that it's really not reliable. It's a pretty seasonal job for the most part, and flying is not always flowing. But if you keep making connections while you're flying with other pilots, you may get other contract gigs through those other pilots. So just keep growing your network. You can try to apply for positions like this, and if you do, you may have better luck doing so at Part 91 companies. Those Part 135 companies are going to want you to have your ATP certificate and a significant amount of hours. But not all 135s are necessarily like that. However, just like what happened to me, I feel like newer pilots are more likely to get a position like this by just meeting people at the FBO. Most people come off way better in person than on paper. And also when they're reading your resume, they have no personality attached to that and nothing else to go off of besides the words on the paper. And everyone else's looks exactly the same. So hopefully you can find somebody out there that's willing to take a chance on you. And when you're trying to find work, all anyone can say is no, so just ask. Hang out in the FBOs to meet the cool pilots flying the cool planes, and maybe, just maybe, you'll get lucky. When it comes to finding these contract pilot gigs, luck does have a lot to do with it. But you can't have the luck if you're never out there to meet people. So go study in FBOs, go get a part-time job in an FBO, just be where the pilots are, and always act professional. Another way you can get contract flying jobs that takes a little bit more time and commitment is trying to pick up a job at a simulator company as an SIC, or second in command. And really in this position, you work in the simulator and you act as a second in command for pilots coming in for the recurrent and initial training. Examples of companies like this are Flight Safety and CAE. These kind of gigs don't usually pay very much. However, you will get some training at some pretty sick aircraft like Challengers, Gulfstreams, Learjets, Falcons, Phenoms, whatever it may be, whatever kind of training needs to be done. After said training, and depending on the facility that you work at, you may be given a check ride for your SIC rating to add onto your license for that aircraft after you've done so much work for that company. But if you're not offered a check ride or a rating onto your license, you can always just ask, right? And if they do say no, all you really need to get your SIC rating at that point after that training is to go do one takeoff and one landing in that aircraft. You may be thinking, how am I going to go get a takeoff and a landing in a Challenger somewhere? Well, at your job, who are you sitting next to? You're sitting next to pilots who fly these aircraft. If you impress them enough with your skills, they may invite you to go fly with them. That's why you always want to act professional and be on top of your game and study, study, study. And while the simulator time you're getting in those jobs isn't really doing anything for your logbook, as you can only log about 25 hours of simulator time in a full flight simulator or simulator D, you make some fantastic connections. And you'll learn the flows of being a reliable second in command. And that in and of itself is just priceless. Because being second in command in an aircraft is completely different than teaching as a CFI or just going through flight school. You're going to learn some great life skills as a pilot. The last thing I'm going to mention today on ways to build your flight hours is very similar to being a pipeline pilot, and that's an aerial survey pilot. These pilots fly around collecting data by mapping or photographing specific areas. A lot of these jobs have actually been taken over by drone pilots, but you still may have a chance of finding one like this. And it's another great route to go if you're not interested in being an instructor. And just like every other job, when it comes to how much you're going to fly, it's going to depend on the company and the demand for the services at the time. However, survey piloting can be very, very busy when it is busy. And hopefully you get to fly with another pilot so you can work on your CRM, or crew resource management. And two pilots is always better than one, because as I always like to say, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people in aviation like to say this, two pilots is the cheapest kind of insurance you can have. Especially since in this type of position, you'll be doing a lot of low-level flying, just like pipeline flying, and it'd be really great to have a second set of eyes over there while you're flying, trying to avoid obstacles. And because you're flying at that low level, you will have to worry about visibility when it comes to weather. But every job in aviation is affected by weather, so it's going to happen no matter where you go. With the survey piloting, you'll get a lot of cross-country flight time to make your logbook look good. Because as I mentioned in the last Ways to Build Flight Hours episode about skydiving and pipeline flying, if you want to go to the airlines and get your ATP certificate, you have to have 500 hours of cross-country time. One aspect of survey work that you may or may not like, depending on your person, is that generally you're away from home a lot, and possibly months at a time. So this may not necessarily be the best job if you do have obligations that require you to be home every night. But that means you'll get used to that if you do want to go to the airlines, because you will be away from home a lot at the airlines as well, at least for the first 5 to 10 years, if not longer. And while doing aerial surveying, you can also start building hotel points like you would contract flying. Racking up hotel points is free and easy. All you have to do is create an account and start your membership. All right, so now we've covered CFI, pipeline, skydiving, aerial surveying, contract flying, and volunteering. But there are still more to come, so stay tuned for the next episode of Ways to Build Your Flight Hours. For my YouTubers out there, help me out and go ahead and like this video and then share it with your friends. And then while you're at it, go ahead and subscribe to my channel because it's free. And if you're listening to my podcast, don't forget to follow so you get updates on all future episodes. And no matter which position you want to shoot for to build your hours, don't reduce your opportunities by only applying to positions that are open, meaning you're looking on job posting websites like LinkedIn and Indeed and seeing what's open. That's what everyone else is doing. Reach out to companies that you might like to work for. Go into them, dress professionally, bring your resume, bring some cookies, show up for yourself. Stand out amongst your peers. Because even though less than 1% of the world are pilots, we all have to build our hours. So do what you need to do, guys. Until next time, I'll see you later, aviators.